just a year older, a year in the system?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a young football team that's learning how to fight and win games. I mean, you know, the nature of the NFL is every game's going to be really close, and you got to find those little things that put you over the top, and I think this team's learned how to fight for those little things.
You talked all year, even when this team was in the losing streak, it's not about, you know, winning 13 games. It's about getting to the tournament and getting hot. Do you think this team's hot at the right time, and do you feel good about where you guys are?
Well, I think we're in the right direction. We're moving in the right direction, you know, throughout the year. We're finding ways to win games there at the end, and so that's really what being hot's all about. It's just, you know, when they go back and look at it, they don't know how you won or how much you won by or what the situation was. They know that you won, and that's what we got to be able to do. And to be honest, you got to be able to put everything behind you and realize that nothing matters at this point. All it is who can go fight and win those little inches and win the game.
Natural progression is something you talked about with this team, is now winning a playoff game and not just getting there and being happy to be there. How important do you think it would be for this organization to get that playoff win?
I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a game that means the utmost to us, because for us to take our progression and what this young team's been able to do in 2 years, developing and getting better, that's the next step. It's winning a playoff game and letting ourselves get some momentum in the playoffs. And so that's the only goal, and that's the only thing anybody cares about. And if you have to live, eat, and sleep up here at the stadium until we head to Houston, then that's what needs to get done.
Unfortunately, we're going to bring up a lot this week. It's been 22 years since this organization's won a playoff game. But the guys in here have said, look, that's not our burden this week. It's about us and this team trying to win. How do you not play with that kind of burden on your shoulders and just worry about yourselves?
Because it doesn't have anything to do with us. I mean, you know what we did in 06 or 07 or 08 doesn't have anything to do with this football team. What we did 20 years ago certainly doesn't. So, you know, this team is the last 2 years. And last year we did what it took to get in the playoffs when most people predicted us to be 0-16. And this year we got back in the playoffs when people didn't think we could, and we're here. And so now the next step is winning a playoff game. And hopefully we can let that be a chip on our shoulder.
Learn anything from those games that you've the last couple of years? Does this team, does it help that you've been to the playoffs before? Is there anything different in a playoff atmosphere than?
Well, I think it's just the experience of being there definitely helps. I mean, guys know the excitement level, the energy level, and guys always relate it. You know, there's a step up from the preseason to the regular season, and then when the playoffs kick off, there's another launch, because you're playing against the best teams. I mean, the 12 best teams are in it, and those are the best teams that have performed that year. So the energy is going to be there, and you're going to be playing excellent players. Every week you're going to be playing somebody that's really good. So, you know, you have to bring your best game, and there's no doubt about it. It's not about inching one out. It's about the fact that the teams that bring their best game will win, and so you have to be able to do that.
How good is J.J. Watt?
I mean, he's an extremely good player. He's a big, powerful man that is very agile, and so, you know, he does a lot of unorthodox things, getting in and out of gaps and different stuff, and just doesn't play exactly what you would think he would play like, and so, you know, I think he's one of those guys that's a good player, you know, we have good players too, but, you know, it's going to be who rises to the occasion. And he's been able to, week in and week out, rise to the occasion and make plays. And we're going to have to be able to stop him from doing that.